With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The author of a dozen volumes of poetry, Adrienne Rich is a recent winner of the Brandeis University Creative Arts Medal for Lifetime Achievement as a Poet. In a collection of essays called Blood, Bread, and Poetry, Adrienne Rich describes herself as split at the root.
That title refers back to a poem that I wrote in the 60s, in which I speak of myself as split at the root, neither Gentile nor Jew, Yankee nor rebel.
Adrienne Rich was born in 1929 in Baltimore, a city that straddles both north and south, to a Jewish father and a Christian mother.
I was sent to the Episcopal Church by my parents, neither of whom would set foot in a church. And this was their way of providing the proper credentials for me to be in the world as part of the mainstream.
But Adrienne Rich now considers herself a Jew.
A great many of us are claiming our Jewishness from and through our fathers. There are many of us, too, who, by strict Jewish definition, would not be accepted because we're gay.
Before she declared herself a lesbian, Adrienne Rich's 17-year marriage produced three sons.
I wanted to be married, I wanted to have children, and I was trying very hard to be a proper faculty wife.
While at the same time trying to reconcile her career as a poet.
My first book came out when I was a senior at Radcliffe. Well, that was a kind of shock to me. I hadn't really expected to have a book at that age. W.H. Auden had chosen these poems for the Yale Younger Poets series.
Recent books by Adrienne Rich include a 10th anniversary edition of her book on feminism, A Woman Born, and a book of poetry, Your Native Land, Your Life, published by Norton. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The childhood of poet Adrienne Rich was culturally rewarding. Her father was a professor at Johns Hopkins, her mother a composer.
My parents had chamber music groups. My father belonged to a group with H.L. Mencken in downtown Baltimore. Well, that was something that didn't happen in most people's houses.
Adrienne Rich was a senior at Radcliffe when she published her first book of poems, A Change of World. She sees poets as wandering minstrels.
Poetry is by no means in such an invisible position as it's supposed to be in this country. I mean, I go about reading at not only university campuses, but other places as well, and find very large, very enthusiastic audiences for poetry, and I don't mean just my own.
Adrienne Rich is an ardent feminist who has made a convincing case for her belief that heterosexuality has been made compulsory in many cultures.
You are still getting women kicked out of jobs because they're lesbians, losing custody of their children because they're lesbians, losing their housing because they're lesbians, getting beaten up on the street because they're lesbians. I mean, that seems to me extremism. This is solely and purely about who you love and who you sleep with.
And Rich believes that present attitudes damage and threaten the lives of gays.
We have seen a period, we're still in it, of the use of homophobia to scapegoat gay people generally as a political tool in the fundamentalist right. We have seen the AIDS hysteria used to scapegoat gay people.
Adrienne Rich, recent winner of the Brandeis University Creative Arts Medal for Distinguished Achievement as a Poet.
Are you still signing your letters in sisterhood?
Not indiscriminately.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.